What is this? Other than kicking out our boss, what are you playing here for me?
I'm not scared.
Oh, we're talking about healthcare. I see. It's always so distracting to me, this music. I can never quite, even when it's obvious, the connection with what I'm about to discuss, it's sort of, I find weirdly disconnected from my way of, my train of thought. So let me get my train of thought back, which is we're going to speak with a healthcare reporter from Politico. Her name is Jennifer Habercorn. You can follow her at Jen Hab, H-A-B, at J-E-N-H-A-B. A reminder at the top of the hour, we're going to bring in our friend Michael Wilson to talk about the Carmichael Show. They're about to air a show where they use the N-word explicitly, and the creator of the show is defending that, saying that to say N-word in the manner which I'm saying it now is would be childish, particularly given the intent and nature of the show. Okay, let's go out to Jennifer Habercorn, at Jen Habe, H-A-B is how you can follow her. Am I pronouncing your name correctly, Jennifer?
It's Habercorn.
Habercorn, Jen Hab. Jen is a healthcare reporter for Politico. We're going to talk about the sweeteners being piled on the Obamacare repeal bill. And even more so, Jennifer, how do we know really what's going on? It seems like a lot of horse trading.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the House is at the very end of the process here. They're hoping to vote on this bill on Thursday. And this is, you know, really going to be the first test for how President Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan could get something done. So the very end of this process is trying to get those votes. They need 216 Republican votes in the House. They can only afford to lose about 20 of their members. So this is just horse trading. You know, there's one provision here that changes how Medicaid would operate in New York. It really doesn't affect the rest of the country, but a bunch of the New York Republicans said, if you put this in here, we're going to vote for it. So what happened? It got into the bill, and we're seeing that play out with different constituencies among the Republicans on Capitol Hill in order to get this bill passed.
And are other people supporting a New York-centric, New York-specific sort of amendment or whatever it is, or something incorporated into the bill, because this is tit for tat? They are horse trading regarding some other issue?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this provision so far, it doesn't really affect the rest of the country. So, you know, other Republicans are just saying, well, if you need to add this to the bill to get it in there and to get the repeal of the Affordable Care Act enacted, we don't care. But, you know, there's different constituencies. There's folks who are worried about how seniors would be affected by this bill. So last night, House Speaker Paul Ryan introduced an amendment that would try to help those folks who are worried about them. There's different pieces. You know, this is the legislative process is sometimes called sausage making.
Yes,
it
is.
Pretty.
It absolutely is sausage making, 100%.
Absolutely, what's happening right now.
So the sausages are being made. Let's talk about what we know to be seemingly factually set, which is, for instance, children of parents with health care with insurance will be able to stay on their parents' health care until the age of 26. That is staying thus far, correct?
That's right.
And secondly, no one's going to mess with pre-existing conditions. Pre-existing conditions are not going to preclude people from purchasing insurance. That being so, how are we going to pay for that? how does this bill, you know, bring enough healthy people in to pay the bill?
That's a huge problem. I should just add, on pre-existing conditions, you're right, that provision's not going away, but there's a second part of that story. Under the Affordable Care Act, pre-existing conditions don't matter. You can go to your insurer and try to get coverage, and they have to accept you. There's no penalty for trying to jump into the market after not having insurance. Under the Republican bill, there would be a penalty. An insurer would be able to charge you up to 30% more if you had not been had not had an insurance policy in the past year. So you can't be denied if you have a pre-existing condition, but you could be charged more for that year if you didn't have coverage in the past. It's a part of this bill that hasn't really gotten a lot of attention because most people are just worried about the insurer being able to deny you. But I think that part is important.
That is important. And I'm wondering if there would be a provision, or is anybody proposing a provision, whereby you could make a claim of hardship? Because, in other words, if hardship prevented you from buying insurance, then pre-existing conditions would, in fact, preclude your ability to access health care. So is there anything like that out there?
I have not heard anything about that. And this is You know, under the individual mandate in the Affordable Care Act, there was a hardship exemption. If you couldn't afford insurance, you wouldn't have to pay the individual mandate penalty. But under this plan, there is no hardship exemption.
Under any of these circumstances or any of these sort of issues pertinent to buying insurance?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, this penalty would not be paid to the government. It would be paid to the insurance company. So I don't know how a hardship exemption, if someone were to come up with one, would work. But so far, that has not come up in the discussions.